Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging around with me. Thanks for staying with me today. It's my pleasure, as always. Paul Casey is our guest, as I promised. Paul is CEO of Casey Communications. He's the author of Is Self-Employment for You? He also has a radio gig up there in the Pacific Northwest and does a great job up there. I've been a happy guest on his show before, and he's one of the guys who helps us talk about this this thing that we do when we run our businesses. What are some of the fundamentals? You've heard me talk. You've been hearing me talk about some of the fundamentals lately, and as I've done over the years about running your small business. And I think he's got some of that on his mind today. And he's our good friend Paul Casey. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, well, thank you, Jim. Great to be here as always.
It's good to have you back. How is the economy in? I know that you've got your you got a radio show that covers the, you know, probably a whole lot of the state of Washington up there. And what are you hearing from small businesses in your part of the world? How's the economy up there?
The economy actually is doing quite good right now, but it's always like you're looking over the back of the cliff or something, because we're very aware of what's happening in other parts of the country. But for right now, it's very interesting. I think the Northwest, and there's another geographical area, one of two areas where home prices are still actually going up. They're not going to the level that they did before, mm-hmm. but nonetheless, they are going up. So the climate here, because of Boeing and technology with Microsoft and so on, is still quite healthy, but it's not growing at the rate it has been. I just read in
Well, how much do you think of our? I mean, obviously, we've got some, we have some real structural challenges in the economy. I mean, oil prices at $100 a barrel, with the credit, the global credit crisis that we've had, that's starting to trickle down into Main Street. The obviously the subprime meltdown, all that's creating all the challenges. So we have some serious structural challenges. But how much do you think of the overall attitude about the economy is real, and how much of it is just sort of emotional?
Boy, that is a very good question, Jim, because I think that's what it all comes down to. Sometimes I think we put ourselves in a position of talking ourselves into a recession by all the talk of it. And but what's the reality, and what is the smoke and mirrors? I think mm-hmm. that's the question of the day, and that's really hard to determine. I think that really what I do when things like get to the point where there's something that's going, you hear the downward spiral, is that you want to protect yourself, you want to fortify yourself as far as your business. And it's something that you said introducing this segment that we both talk about, Jim, a lot, is the fundamentals.
Right.
And if you're solid in the fundamentals, and there's various areas to talk about where you can be solid or not, if you're solid there, I think you can weather the storm, per se. And that's always, and I talked about it in my book, and I talked about it on my radio show all the time, that you always want to put yourself in a position of always, you know, being in a position to expand, but always be prepared for the worst, for times like this. And there are certain things that you can do to do that. And if you have, you will probably, again, be in a good position. But if you put yourself out there where, you know, you had too much lines of credit, you had right. you extended yourself too much, your overhead's too high, this is when things like this come crashing down on you.
Well, one of the things that I learned a long time ago that's pretty handy is if you always know what your break-even point is. You know, that's one of the things that a banker taught me many years ago. He said, when you bring a banker a proposal for a loan, and you're trying to show them how, if they loan you this money, you can grow your business and that sort of thing, he said it's okay to give him or her a projection showing what you think you will do. But he said, if you want to really make them feel comfortable, show them what would happen if things don't work out as well as you thought.
Absolutely. You're back.
Show them what that conservative, give them a conservative approach and say, okay, here's what I think we'll do, we can do with your help. Here's what I think we can accomplish. But if we're 20% off of this, here's a model right here. Here's another model that shows that if we miss our projections by 20%, we still have the ability to pay you back. And you show them that on the numbers.
That's right, and that's not unreasonable to look at a percentage that high in the beginning, because I always talk to people and say, you know, until you really do it, get into business for yourself,
that's right,
you don't know what's going to happen.
Hold on to that thought, Paul. We're going to take a quick break, folks, and come back and talk some more about these fundamentals. You know how important I think they are. You know what I said yesterday, if you can't follow the fundamentals at times like this year, you're probably not going to make it. 20 till. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. That's Fleetwood Mac. Bringing us back, Christy McVie. And on leads and keyboard there. Paul Casey is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Paul is CEO of Casey Communications and author of Is Self-Employment for You? And your show, your radio show up there in Seattle, Paul, you've now expanded that from one day a week to 4 days a week.
Yes, just started about a month ago, and
it was just so much fun.
Afternoon.
You had to do more of it, didn't you?
Absolutely, just so much information out there.
Yeah, well, good for you. I'm glad that you're doing that up there. I'm glad that your show is growing, and I'm excited for you, and I'm proud of you.
Hey, I wanted to bounce this off you, Jim. See what you feel about this. I called it before the Small Business Report. Okay.
Yeah.
And I changed it to Small Business Innovators.
I like that. I like that. Yeah, that's the name of your.
I got your approval.
That's the name of the new. That's the new name of the show. Small Business Innovators.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Yeah.
Good.
Shoot. Yeah. Now you need to go ahead and get that registered.
I am. I'm in the process of doing that.
You need to get that done, folks. Whenever you come up with a name like that, if you coin a term like that, if you identify something, if you come up with a service, this is all part of the fundamentals. If you come up with a service for your customers and you give it a name that's your own name, you should look into having it registered as a trademark, as a registered trademark.
That's right. That's one of those fundamentals you talked about, Jim.
Yep. It's one of the things to do. So check that out. Just like, you know, I have Small Business Advocate as a registered trademark. Ask Jim is a registered trademark, and we have others. And so it's very important that you do that. Paul, what are some other things that you think we ought to be paying attention to right now?
Well, you know, it's if you're a baseball fan, then are you, Jim?
I have been.
Okay.
I was before the strike back in 94.
Interesting.
I still haven't forgiven baseball for that.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. I don't hold grudges too long for most of the time, but I'm holding a grudge on that one.
All right, that's fair.
But I still love baseball, basically, yeah.
Well, the reason I bring it up is that, you know, spring training is just around the corner, and we look at why, let's say, baseball players go into spring training, and I started thinking about it. There's two basic reasons why we have spring training. One is to get back into shape, and the second one is to fill holes. I mean, most rosters are pretty well established, but they may have a weakness in defense and in the infield or outfield, but whatever. So it's a time that they go and spend 1 month before the season starts filling holes. And I think giving that in mind is that perhaps if you're a business owner, like today or do nothing else till you do this, is start looking at filling holes, weaknesses in your business, and don't delay and spend time really taking a look at that, because those are the types of things, and I'm up to 200 interviews now, Jim, and I know you have thousands, but anyhow, I just counted my interviews, and people, you know, continue to say that's, and what you say and stress so well about fundamentals is that's why baseball players succeed. They're good at the fundamentals, but all I'm suggesting is that if you have weaknesses in your business, fill those holes now. Don't
And we're not, that's one of the things that small business owners are not that good at, and that's taking action on those kinds of things.
Things they don't like.
We don't cut the dead wood as quick as we ought to, do we?
Right, and interesting, someone on an interview last week just said something very well informed, said, you know, a real good thing to do is, hire slowly, but fire fast.
Right.
Meaning that, if something's not working, take care of it, be decisive. So that's what I'm suggesting now is that if you have, let's say, an employee problem, you have that challenge, deal with it. You know, sales and marketing, if you have those holes, deal with it. If your overhead's too high, deal with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what we do, though. See, is we procrastinate. It's a combination of procrastination. It's a combination, from an employee standpoint, of not wanting the conflict. It's another thing we think about especially when it's an employee. We think, oh my gosh, I've got to, if I let this person go, I've got to go through the hiring process again. I got to train them. It's going to be 9 months till this person gets up to the point, to the knowledge that this person I'm going to let go has. Maybe this guy will just turn around. Maybe he'll get better.
Right.
He's probably not going to.
The wishful thinking syndrome. And we all have it, so that would just be my thought for the day, Jim.
Right,
that
right.
If you have those challenges and holes in your business, deal with them.
Right. Another thing that I've been talking a lot about lately are the financial fundamentals, Paul, and making sure that you know, whenever sales are just going crazy, you can sort of slack up on the financials a little bit because you got so much cash flow coming in that sales cures a lot of ills, as you know, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
But when things start tightening up a little bit, you got to bore down on the fundamentals, the financial fundamentals, don't you?
Yes, I couldn't agree more, and I think the word is being conservative in finances. I mean, that's the big C to being conservative, and I think if you are, again, we talked about these times that you get yourself into trouble or the economy turns for a while. If you have been conservative, you'll be much better off, obviously. But I think there's a tendency for people, as you suggest, is that when times are good, you think that's the way it's going to be all the time.
Right.
And it's like anything else. I mean, what goes up comes down, and it will.
Right.
But sometimes we always make the same mistake where we base our business on the good times only.
Paul, give us your website, please.
It's www.selfemploymentforyou.net.
Can they find your book there?
Yes, they can.
Selfemploymentforyou.net, and more about his radio show and everything. When we come back, I'm going to get Paul to talk to us about how to be conservative, as he said, but also how to make sure we don't miss opportunities, because there may be some out there. 10 tips. Stay with us.
Stranded again, so off I'd ran. My young world crashing around me. No possibilities of getting what I need. He looked at me and smiled. Said, no,
welcome back.
No.
It is 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Paul Casey. We're talking about focusing on the fundamentals. And my website, by the way, folks, is smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's our main website where you can find the show and all the things that we do here, the articles, the archives, the newsletter, the blog, lots and lots of stuff. Don't forget you can podcast our interviews that we do with Paul and with all the other folks we've done. And then, of course, don't forget to check out our knowledge base, askjim.biz, where you get small business answers. Now, Paul, we're talking about focusing on the fundamentals, and you said to be conservative. This is a good time to be conservative, and I agree with you. But I think that for all of us this year, the economy is going to turn back around. And for some people, like maybe in your area, it hasn't even turned down. And so I do think we need to focus on being conservative, but I think we don't need to be wandering around with a big frown on our face. We need to be looking for opportunities, and don't be afraid to be aggressive when their opportunities are presented. What do you think?
Oh, totally. Yeah, when I say being conservative with your money, I believe that the model for an entrepreneur in 2008 is that looking for opportunities and having a flexible personality and being able to go out and make change and change your business on a dime if you need to, because there are opportunities out there incredible opportunities every day that you can have adjunct onto your business. And that's one of the things that I think when you're looking at covering yourself during the more difficult times, that's the mindset you should have. So mm-hmm. I agree totally.
Well, and the other thing that I've been pointing out to people is if you drive by a business that you would like to do business with and you don't call on them because you think that they're not going to be doing business right now, they're slow, they're pulling back, whatever, well, guess what? They might not be pulling back, and you might be the only one who calls on them today. What if all your competitors had that attitude and you show up? You might get the business in a walk.
Yeah, I mean, times are a little bit soft and in some areas worse than others, but you know, those are a lot of opportunities too. Costs come down, so there's a lot of things that are in your favor now. It's like, you know, we have difficult economy, but our trade deficit's down too. So a lot of companies right. are doing quite well with, you know, some of the circumstances going on right now. So yeah, it's no time to be conservative in your mindset. I would suggest it's your money that you were conservative mm-hmm. with, but you should be out there with your reticular activated system going full speed right now and looking at something that you can build on your business, and I think there's great opportunities out there as well.
What do you think about international trade, doing business overseas as a small business?
Well, that's something I don't have experience in, so it's hard for me to really address that. But
it's a great opportunity, though, Paul, because most of the vast majority in terms of numbers and percentages of exporters in the United States are small businesses, not in dollars, not in total dollars exported, but in numbers and percentages of business. The majority are small businesses.
Certainly, I believe that. And yeah, I mean, there's something, you know, wide open there. I think we should all be thinking about the global stage now. I mean, with the Internet and everything else, I mean, we don't have those physical boundaries we once
right.
had. So there are incredible, again, opportunities there. It's just, again, something I haven't done myself particularly, and that's something that's difficult for me to address.
The thing, I've got about a minute left. What are your last thoughts, Paul?
Last thoughts for the day would be, look at yourself, your fundamentals, and also the other thing would be if you're the CEO of your company, redefine what that is, your chief executive officer. Number one is to be selling your concept at all times. That's your number one job. Number two is make your business more efficient. Find every day you get up to try to do that. That's your job role, and you're a problem solver. Solve your problems like we addressed earlier. Fill the holes.
And one of the things that I think we have to do as small business as CEOs is learn when to manage and when to do the task. There are times when we shouldn't be doing the tasks. Other people should be doing them. We should be managing those tasks.
That's exactly right. That's the efficiency of your business.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You got to learn how to be a manager, and that's not easy for a lot of small businesses. Hey, Paul, give us that website one more time, please.
It's www.selfemploymentforyou.net.
And the book is called Is Self-Employment For You? And don't forget, you can check out what's the call signal, the call letters for your radio station?
KKNW 1150 AM.
And it's on the afternoon 4 days a week?
Yep, 3:30 PM.
3:30 PM Pacific time, folks.
That's
thanks, Paul.
Correct.
See you later. See you next time. Hey. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.